This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm so excited to welcome back Scott Pressler to the Annie Fry Show. Scott, thank you so much for your time today. It's a pleasure to have you back here.
I wouldn't miss it. Thank you, Annie.
So tell me... And our listeners who may not be familiar with you, at Scott Pressler on Twitter, folks, if you want to know what he's doing, you can check him out there for sure. How did you get into going around the country, registering probably the least suspecting people to become Republicans and making these one-on-one human connections with your fellow Americans?
Well, first, I want to give a shout out to President Obama because he inspired me to become the community organizer that I am today, because I turned the finger back at myself. You know, I wasn't really mad at President Obama. I was mad at me. Where was I registering voters? Where was I knocking on doors? Where was I getting out the vote? And the answer was that I hadn't been an active participant in our democratic republic. And that's my encouragement to any of you that are listening right now to this show, is I'm an average guy, an ordinary American citizen. I was a dog walker. I was an elementary school worker. And the only thing that made me different was that in our society that so often tells you to say, who will, I dared to say, I will. And I want to give you some encouragement for a second, because today, for the first time in history, Florida has more registered Republicans than Democrats. And you mentioned the state of Illinois. Adam Kinzinger, come 2023, will no longer be a congressman. His behind is ousted. And get this, in the state of New York, the New York voters voted against same-day voter registration in November 2021, and they voted against no-excuse mail-in voting. So what I'm trying to tell you is I understand that you may be discouraged. I understand that you may be looking at the world around you wondering, how are we going to turn things right side up? But just know, there are moms, there are dads, there are people across the country that feel exactly the same way that you do, and they're taking action. And so I encourage you to also get involved with your local Republican Party. Register your entire family to vote. Vote in primaries to make sure that we have the most conservative constitutionalist candidate. And ultimately, in 2022, I'm asking for your vote on November 8th.
That's fantastic. You know, Scott, I'm looking at your Twitter profile right here, and you have on here, make kindness cool again. A lot of people on the left would say that you can't advocate for conservative values, let alone Republican values, and also be somebody who upholds kindness. Are you finding across the country that those things very much so do exist together?
Absolutely. And I think that should be the message, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or whatever you are, being kind is cool. And, you know, that goes even beyond politics. But you know what I think is cool? I think medical freedom and patient protection is kind, that we are allowing people to keep their jobs, not being forced into retirement for not taking a vaccination. I think parental choice in education is kind and cool, that we are allowing parents, not government, should be able to dictate how to educate their children. I think securing the border is kind and cool, that we are protecting our citizens. And more importantly, we're protecting the people that are trying to come into our country, making sure that they are not sexually assaulted, making sure that they are able to do it in a safe and secure election way. And last, I believe election integrity is kind and cool, making sure that we have safe and secure, fair and free elections, that we know that in our democratic republic, in our constitutional republic, that our vote counts and matters.
Yeah.
That's what I think is kind.
Completely agree with you. At Scott Pressler on Twitter, grassroots activist Scott with us right now. So, you know, what's the down and dirty about how you go about the country and register real people in person to become Republican voters? How does that work?
Well, part of it is education. So, like, for example, you know, I post on my social media, hey, if you need to register to vote, I'll literally come to your house, or I'll meet you at a coffee shop, or I'll meet you in an alley. I mean, literally, I will register anyone, anywhere. And so that's what I did yesterday in Maryland. I drove an hour and a half away from my home to Frederick and Hagerstown. And by the end of the day, I helped register four voters. Two of them were new, and two of them I switched from non-party affiliation to Republican. Now, why is that so important, Annie? Here's why it's important. If some of you at home are discouraged by the leadership of the Republican Party, I get that. I understand that. But remind yourself that if you switch from Republican to independent, what you're doing is you're taking away your ability in some states to vote in the primary. So then, if you therefore don't vote in a Republican primary, thereby choosing the most conservative constitutional candidate, you are then disallowing yourself to be a part of the very process that you're complaining about. And so I encourage everyone out there, if you are unhappy with the leadership of our country or the Republican Party, then register as a Republican so that way you can choose the most conservative candidate. Also, if you have any questions about voter registrations, I know the laws and rules and regulations for all 50 states. I would be happy to answer your questions. You can slide into my DMs in the most wholesome of manner on Twitter. My Twitter is at Scott Pressler. There's only one S in Pressler. And I'm also on Telegram and every other social media platform.
Yeah, and you are very in touch with what the American people are doing. It's so interesting, too, to see some of the stories and that you have and some of the people who you meet. And when you have these events in towns all across the country, the people who show up that have never done anything like that before, never been activists of their own kind in their own, municipality. People seem to have a little bit more of a fire, asking themselves the same question that you asked yourself, saying, you know, who's going to fix this? Well, if you've been sitting around waiting and nobody has shown up to do it, maybe it's got to be you.
Yes. Well, and this is such a historic opportunity. You know, Republicans for the first time can own the issue of education, which has historically been Democratic. And look at what we just had happen in Virginia. We won the governorship in the Commonwealth of Virginia because we said parents' lives matter, and we said parental choice in education matters, and that it shouldn't be government, it shouldn't be school boards dictating how to instruct our children. It should be parents. And, you know, this is a hot topic, Annie, but I want to, you know, put a bug in the ear of your listeners of cameras in classrooms, having choice and accountability, and having parents be able to either hear or see instruction during public education. That's an issue that I'm pushing forth, and I think would actually empower parents to know more about what's happening within our classrooms.
I was just going to say, to your point, that the education system and what it has become leading into COVID and what it's grown into coming out of COVID, this is a huge opportunity and a huge wake-up call for parents across the country to be involved and to expose and to stand up against some of what is being educated towards our children.
Yes. Well, and also not just parents, but workers. This is a historic opportunity for Republicans to stand up not only for working class America, but also for union workers. Think about it. firefighters, police officers, nurses, doctors, pilots, airline workers. All of these people were doing a job during the pandemic for a year and a half unvaccinated. Why? All of a sudden, after a year and a half of doing the job that they've been doing for decades, must they be forced into retirement? And so this is our opportunity as the Republican Party to say, no, we are going to fight for working class America. We are going to make sure that you are not penalized for not taking a vaccination, and we're going to fight for you and your families.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this so much through your social media, and I encourage people to find you, Scott Pressler, P-R-E-S-L-E-R, on your preferred social media platform, that you are showing that this is not the stereotypical grandfather's Republican Party, that this is the freedom, this is the Freedom Party, this is the Liberty Party.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. This is liberty, this is freedom, this is choice. That you, not government, should be able to dictate how to run your life. That's it. That's all we want. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't care what you do in your personal life. So long as you are not infringing or abridging the rights of somebody else, you can do whatever the heck you want legally and with consent. That's it.
Scott, you are a trailblazer, and I give you my full support at Scott Pressler, and encouraging my listeners right now to support you, to find you and support you, because you are doing the work that we should all be doing. And I like that you tell us the story of you questioning who's gonna do this, and then realizing you gotta do it yourself. We all have to do that. We all have to follow your lead, and it's a great one. We appreciate you, Scott.
Thank you, Annie. Happy holidays.
Yes, you as well. Happy holidays.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.